What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Tyron Johnson Show. Thank you guys for listening, tuning in. I don't ask you guys for much. If you can, if you are a weekly listener, please leave a review. Please leave a star. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe to the channel if you're on YouTube. Takes you about 2 seconds. Just go ahead and just smash that like button, that subscribe button. No, don't smash that like button. Smash the like button after you listen to this podcast, and if you feel that it's good, just leave it 1 second. If you don't feel it's good, smash the dislike button. I don't care. It's going to help me get better. Leave a comment to help me get better. Leave a comment to let me know what you want to hear or talk about in later episodes. And we'll go from there, man. But once again, thank you guys for tuning in. Today's topic, we're talking about how to play, how to be a part of something when you're not comfortable with your role. All right. It's hard. It's hard. And it's a long emotional battle. You know, you'll go through a whole lot of emotions throughout the entire season. If you had a job and you don't like the role at your job, it's going to be tough. Like, you're going to go home. You're probably going to fight with your spouse. Your kids are going to get on your nerve. Your family is going to get on your nerve. You're going to be depressed. You're going to be really fighting a lot of emotional battles, because especially if you're passionate about something, you're very serious about it. And if people aren't taking you serious, that becomes a problem. You know, I use basketball a lot because I feel like sports is a direct reflection of real life situation. And I play basketball for a living, so I see these situations through many situations. And once again, basketball, what happens in basketball can relate to everything in business and everything in life, right? So you go through a lot of emotional battles. But what you have to understand is that those are some of the best things that could happen to you. You ever heard of the term battle tested? It's a real thing. Because when you're battle tested, you start to build character. You start to understand yourself at a higher level. Your threshold for dealing with pain, your threshold for dealing with emotions becomes way higher. So when things get tough, you can remain calm. When you go through a tough time, you can remain calm and keep your eyes on the prize. That's how you have to look at it. You have to find the win in everything. Even if you're not comfortable with the role that you're having, there is a win in everything, right? If you're playing basketball and you're on the bench, you could be the best cheerleader. You can be the best motivator. You can be the best guy to get your guys up, to talk to your guys, to inspire your guys, to make sure that they're good, to practice hard, to make sure that you're doing everything that you possibly can to get on the court. You can do so much more, right, than just sit back, complain, and whine, and talk about this coach don't like you, or talk about this person don't like you, or talk about everything that doesn't have to deal with you. Because I'll tell you this right now, no coach is going to have a great player on the bench if he feel that this player can help him win. Because coach's job's on the line too. So no coach is not going to play you just because he don't like you, especially at professional basketball. No coach is going to sign you, give you hundreds of thousands of dollars, and have you on the bench because he don't like you. No, bro, you have showed this coach that you're not trustable. You don't look like what we signed, right? And if you still fighting that, you still thinking, I'm this person, I've done this and I've done that. All right, you can keep on living in that fairy tale world. You can keep on living in the past, but understand that these people do not believe in you. These people do not think that you are the player that they signed. Especially if the team is winning, they're probably moving on from you. If the team is losing and you're still not playing, they're not even giving you a chance, they're probably moving on from you. So it's a lose-lose situation. What I'm telling you is that you have to find a way to get better. Right? I played on teams where I hated my role. I felt like I wasn't being used. I felt like I was wasting my time. But if you look at my stats, if you look at my career, you would never notice it. Because I found a way within those hard times to prevail, right? I'm not good with like pass first point guards. I'm good with super aggressive point guards that do things pretty quick. I've played with pass first point guards and I've made it work. What I did was I tried my best to empower that point guard. I tried my best to empower the coach who doesn't really even truly believe in me. I tried my best to listen, to fall in love with his philosophy, because I don't got time to say, man, he don't like me. He not using me. They don't put me in situations to be successful. I don't got time for that. I don't got time for that, because maybe I haven't showed them enough for them to be that comfortable. Because I tell you this, when you're nice, coaches start making adjustments for you. Your teammates start making adjustments for you. When everybody be saying shit, when they're constantly saying whoa, that's because you're nice. And trust me, you don't got nothing to worry about. They're going to make sure they find you. They're going to make sure to get you involved. But if you're not really just out there killing like that, then, bro, you got to deal with what you deal with. And you might not be the kill in the way that you usually kill, but you can kill in other ways. I used to try and kill in transition. I used to try and kill in rebound. I used to try and kill on defense. I used to try and kill on making open shots. Although I am a creator, although I am an isolation player, although I can make a lot of things happen, I try to find other ways because they didn't believe. And if they don't believe, I got to make them believe. I got to make them pay. But I don't got time to complain. I do not got time to whine. I do not have time to be pouting and walking around sad looking for someone to feel sorry for me. Because no one is going to feel sorry for you. No one. You shouldn't even feel sorry for you. You should understand that this is a business. And this business is going to continue with or without you. Let's make that very clear. Second point, you got to change your mindset and try to find a positive in it. It's nothing you can do if your team asks you to play another role. So if you're going to stay on that team, you might as well learn how to thrive. Now, I kind of tapped into that on the first topic because I was rambling, but it's nothing you can do about it, bro. It's nothing you can do if your coach does not want you to be the person who you have always been. Now, this has happened to me many times overseas. Teams have signed me and want me to be somebody else. And I'm like, bro, I don't understand why you guys signed me. Why would you sign me to have me play a different role? Right? If you sign me, you should let me do what I've done and help you guys doing whatever you're doing so that we can come together and make something great. But it happens. It happens. And you got to change your mindset. You got to find a way to fall in love with the process, because that's sports, falling in love with the process. When I won championships, bro, I was not happy. I wasn't sad, but it didn't make me feel any type of way. I was really proud of the work we put in day in and day out. I was proud of the bonds that I was created. I was proud of the moments I had with the fans. I was proud of all of those tough conversations, all of those long nights. That was the best part, the process. But the result is not the prize. I'm telling you. But if you're going to be a part of something, you're going to be a part of a team, you got to fall in love with the whole philosophy. You got to fall in love with everything about it. Your coach might be the dumbest coach in the world, but you have to fall in love with that dumbass mentality. It is what it is. Find another team next year. And if you're as good as you think you are, it'll all work out in your favor. But this year, wherever you at right now, you got to find a way to be successful in it. No excuses. We can't make no excuses by any means necessary. We must make them pay. This is what we do, right? Third point, get over yourself. We're a speck in the universe. Get over yourself, right? If this is how they feel about you, so what? So what? You just have to do enough for someone to see your value. You never know how the next situation may go. Get over yourself, bro. When I started realizing that, bro, you're not as big as you think you are. You think that you're this big player. You've done all of these great things overseas. Get over yourself. There's guys that's done things way bigger than me. right? This guy that's in the NBA making hundreds of millions of dollars. Get over yourself, bro. It ain't that tough. Like, when you think about it, you're just a speck in the universe. A lot of times, the frustration and the emotions are built up because you're kind of embarrassed. You feel some type of way, right? You got your boys back home, they're saying you the truth, and you're not doing what the truth does. You got these girls, you want these girls to like you and stuff like that. You've held yourself to a standard. They're not liking you like that anymore because you're not the same player that you were. You probably still have the same skills, but you're not in a situation where you can show those skills. So get over yourself, bro. It's cool. You're allowed to be average for a year or two. You're allowed to not be successful. It's cool. It is what it is. But get over yourself. The next point. This point has saved my career. This point has changed my career. This point is one of the main reasons for my success, one of the main reasons for my peace. This point is get your money right. Get your money right so that you can have leverage. The reason why I think that I would have been a good NBA player is because I'm from the country, bro. $2 million in the country is like 70, right? I can live until the rest until I die. Like, I don't need much. I don't need a Rolls Royce. I don't need a mansion. I don't need Rolexes. I don't need Bentleys. I don't need yachts. I don't need none of these things. I'm a country boy. I like to eat boiled turkey necks, boiled potatoes. I like to go to the cookout. I like to go to the softball tournaments, hang with fam, laugh, joke, fight about, debate about sports. I'm simple. Go to youth sports, support my nephews and nieces, help out the community. That's my life. So what happened was, when I got a certain amount of money, I call it FU money. My biggest problem playing overseas was the coaches talk to you like your kids. The coaches treat you a lot of time like your kids. And I'm from a place where there's 3 or 4 slave plantations. My whole community looks like me. We're black, if that's what you want to call us, right? I'm not used to white men screaming at me. I just don't know how to take it. My college coach was black. High school coach was black. First time I got a white coach or someone with some form of authority over me was as a pro. And he was an American, but he was like a hippie. He was like my guy. Like, he didn't scream. Because American coaches don't scream at professional basketball players. If you look in the NBA, you don't really see coaches screaming like that. In Europe, you see, like, these coaches talk to you crazy. And I don't understand it, because if I was to see them in the streets, they're like, bro, you wouldn't speak to me like that. Like, I don't understand it to this day. And I'll never understand it, because you telling me, yo, get the rebound, and you screaming to the top of your lungs, get the rebound, makes no difference. But I start to understand, I look at soccer, it's kind of the culture. You got to do some things for the fans, I guess, to show that you care. That's retarded, in my opinion. But at the end of the day, when I got the FU money, all of that went through one ear and not the other. Because if I ever get tired of it, if I ever didn't like my role, if I ever didn't like my situation, or if I ever felt like a coach was crossing the lines, I can leave. Because I got money to sustain myself. Most guys stay in their situations because they don't have the money to leave. They have to stay there. Once you get your money right, it gives you leverage. It gives you leverage to leave. It gives you leverage to be respected. Right? So nowadays, coaches look at me like they can't tell me nothing, because I'm respectful, I'm on time, I do my job, I show up and I work hard, and I'm all about winning. So it's kind of hard to talk to me crazy, right? And even if they do, I just look at them like, yo, what's wrong with you? Not in a disrespectful way, I'm just looking at them like, I'm a grown man. Like, I'm not a kid, right? So Get your money right, bro, so that you can be respectful. It's crazy. The more money you have, the more respect you can give. But you don't have to deal with those emotional battles because you know that you're not tied down to a job. You can leave it at any moment. Last point. I've battled this most of my career, right? Playing out of position, not agreeing with my role, many times not knowing my role, but I found a way every single time to be successful, right? I've battled this most of my career. That's why I'm talking about it. You're not talking to somebody that's just saying something that they've seen or something that they heard on the podcast. Bro, I've dealt with this time after time after time. There's no way that you can tell me I don't know what I'm talking about because I've actually lived it. And it's tough. It's real tough. Like playing out of my position. Like, bro, I have no idea what I'm doing at the four sometimes, power forward. I just play it because, you know, it's easier. To be honest with you, I just kind of play like a three. But like on defense, bro, I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know how to guard these guys. You know, my whole life I trained to be a three and a two. Like my first couple of years overseas, I played the three and the two. So when I started playing a four, I'm like, bro, I don't know what I'm doing. But they felt I was better at the four. I don't think they know what they're talking about, but it is what it is. They was paying me, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to find a way to thrive in this position. I still don't like playing the four to this day. I just do it because I do what I got to do, right? But I understood. I run kind of funny. I'm not as flexible, so it looks like I'm not low until you start playing. And then when you see me play, you see I'm actually kind of quicker than you think. I look like I'm tight. I look like I'm an old man. But then you see me play, and you're like, whoa. I understand. People, there's a lot of bad basketball scouts out there. I'll say that. I never agree with my role a lot of times, and I didn't know my role a lot of times. And those times was hard, man, but I just had to watch a ton of film. I had to watch a ton of film, not just on me. I had to watch a ton of film on my other teammates to see how I can make them better. How can I make them better? Because if this coach is not going to mess with me, then I'm going to get my team to mess with me by any means necessary. I'm going to find the guys who's actually doing things, and I'm going to actually try to make them better, and I'm going to actually try to always uplift them. In return, most likely, most humans, they'll do the same for you, right? That was one of my methods. That was one of my philosophies. And it worked, right? It worked. And that's how I found my way to be successful, man, because the more you help, the more you get helped. And I'm telling you, you should try it out. So I know it's a touchy subject, man. A lot of guys feel like they're not being used right, you know, feel like they don't have a role on the team. But, bro, that's normal. Everybody goes through it. Not everybody, but most players go through it. It's only a few LeBrons. There's only a few Anthony Davises. There's only a few Jordans. There's not many of those guys, right? So even Shaq and Kobe, Shaq left, bro, right? It's like it's one of the greatest players of all time. So what I'm saying is it's no excuse not to be great. If you're great, you're good in any type of situation, right? That makes you a great basketball player. That's how you have a long career. But you have to study the game, you have to study yourself, and you have to study your team. You do those three things, and you'll find out how to make it when you don't understand your role or when you don't know your role. All right? Please, if you like this video, it only take 10 seconds, bro. Hit the subscribe button. Like the channel. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, leave a review, leave a comment, leave a star rating so we can help this thing grow. Besides that, every day, make them pay so that one day you can live a truth life. Until next time, I'm out.